Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church. And our call to worship this morning, I want to draw your attention to the second shortest verse in the New Testament. And that's found in Luke chapter 17 and verse 32. Of course, the first one is Jesus wept. But the second one is a statement that harkens back to the Old Testament. And we're going to be in this particular passage today in our study as we study the Old Testament for New Testament believers. And our Lord Jesus said this, "Remember Lot's wife." Hearkening back to the generation following the flood and bringing attention to a particular need at that moment within the nation of Israel as the Lord Jesus is facing an impending crucifixion. But he reminds his generation of something that happened long, long ago. And that was when Lot, whom the Lord had sent two angels to deliver his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, and told them not to look back. They were not to look back at anything that they heard, anything that would perk their interest. God was going to judge Sodom and Gomorrah. Leave, do not look back. And Lot's wife did. She turned and she looked back at what had been her home, at what had been something that was near and dear to her. And the Bible says she became a pillar of salt. And our Lord Jesus Christ harkens back to that event because the theme of this particular passage is looking ahead to the future, while at the same time looking back at the past. He's going to reference the flood in Noah's day. He's going to reference Sodom and Gomorrah in the time of Lot and Abraham from the Old Testament. And he's going to weave together an important narrative by referring to the Old Testament, looking ahead to the future. But these three words stand out in stark contrast to the times in which we live. We're all about positive today. That's all we want to hear. Don't tell me anything negative, positive. But our Lord knew better than that. We need to have a good dose of reality. Not pie in the sky, not what we hope things will be like, but rather, what do we face as a world? What do we face as a nation? What do we face as the culmination of the times are beginning to show themselves? And our Lord says, remember Lot's wife. She disobeyed me. She longed for something that was being destroyed by me. As we look to the future, is this world so important to you that you just long to look back and to reminisce? I think it's important for us to understand and know that when we're in the presence of the Lord in the future, that we're not going to sit around for all eternity reminiscing about what it was like to live on the earth. We're going to reminisce over the glories of Christ. Lot's wife looked back and longed for what God said is under destruction. Will this earth be destroyed? Yes, it will. Will this earth have some notoriety in the eternal future? No, because the Lord says, I'm going to create a new heaven and a new earth. Old things passed away. So Lot's wife stands in contrast to how many today think that we are going to reminisce about how wonderful it was to live here upon this earth. No, we're going to rejoice in what it means to live in Christ's presence for all eternity. And you'll never run out of memory for the glories of Christ. Do I hear an amen? There'll never be, I don't know what to remember anymore. Oh, we will be enjoying every possible facet of the glories of Christ for all the eternity. And so, let us be reminded of what happened. We'll say more about that in our study this morning. But let's think about the words of Christ. Just three words. Verse 32 of Luke 17. Remember
Lot's wife.